barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include EBSCO, committed to making it easy for people to discover and access library resources anytime from anywhere with Bibliograph and linked data technology. Learn more at EBSCO.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
69 degrees in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Topeka. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. We have news headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. In this next half-hour conversation with Democratic Governor of Pennsylvania, Joshua Shapiro. We will also find out more about the challenges the people of Asheville are facing in getting fresh drinking water. We'll talk about Mexico's Inauguration Day and much more still to come here on KPR. Don't forget, at 8 o'clock tonight, tune to KPR One stations for the CBS News vice presidential debate being simulcast by NPR. You will hear it on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
KPR is... See, I'm going to screw up the joke. KPR is creeping it real. I know it's so hard to say. That's going to happen Friday night at Liberty Hall. It's the next Cinema A Go-Go, an early Halloween treat with two, count them, two classic monster movies, Frankenstein Meets the Werewolf and Dr. X. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. Get the scary scoop and better jokes at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:20.
It was serving in the Army National Guard.
I enlisted in the United States Marines.
Which one is most ready for service now? Analysis on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for all the analysis of tonight's vice presidential debate. You will hear it from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Michelle Martin, Stephen Keep, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts. Quick reminder, you can hear that debate yourself tonight at 8 o'clock on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
It's 6:30.
Until further notice. The incident happened just before Iran launched a missile attack on Israel.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas says it brought in more than $1 billion in tax revenue last month, about $8 million more than predicted. The extra revenue mostly came from individual income and sales taxes. Corporate income tax collections were more than 20% lower than expected. Monthly tax collections have been about 2-3% above estimates since June. New research from Kansas State University seems to confirm suspicions that milking is the main way cattle spread bovine influenza to one another. Daniel Caudle explains.
The report suggests cattle spread the disease through milk and milking procedures rather than through the air. It's caused by the same virus as bird flu. Symptoms among cattle include low appetite, fever, and reduced milk production. The disease was first detected among U.S. cattle this spring, including in Kansas. So far, it's been found in at least 14 states. The report says sanitary milking practices could help reduce the spread. The disease rarely affects people, but it can spread to those in direct contact with infected livestock. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Kansas City's Catholic Diocese sent a letter last month to thousands of church members urging them to vote against Amendment 3. The Missouri ballot measure would legalize abortion to the point of fetal viability. However, the letter included numerous false claims, including who exactly would be allowed to perform abortions. Emily Wales of Planned Parenthood Great Plains, which operates several clinics in Kansas, says she thinks that effort could backfire.
These are persuasion methods. They're not actual facts about the proposed amendment language.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft made similar claims about the amendment in a ballot summary he wrote, but a Cole County judge called Ashcroft's language, quote, inaccurate and biased, and rewrote the text that voters will be seeing in November. And today in sports, the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 1-0. Bobby Witt Jr. drove in Michael Garcia for the winning run in the sixth inning. The two teams play again tomorrow afternoon in the best-of-three wild card series. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence and 71 in Manhattan. The time is 6:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, a new contemporary music program showcasing the best new and notable music from all 105 counties of Kansas, Allen through Wyandotte. With weekly live studio sessions, interviews, concert previews, and more, 105 Live airs 5 p.m. Saturdays starting October 5th on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all across the state of Kansas. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of JCCC, presenting Hotel Elsinore October 16th, a play with Weary Travelers, An Unexpected Will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Still have another 11 minutes or so of All Things Considered yet to come. Stay with us, following All Things Considered on your KPR1 station's news headlines, stardate, then an hour of classical music with Destiny. That is all followed at 8 o'clock by NPR simulcast of the CBS News vice presidential debate. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for Reveal, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Clear skies tonight, a low in the mid-40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Rise AI. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
We have analysis of J.D. Vance and Tim Walz in the vice presidential debate on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with your local host, Tom Parkinson. An overview of the vice presidential debate, which you can listen to for yourself in just about 1 hour on KPR1 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org.
News headlines coming up next, followed by Stardate, then Evening Classical with Destiny. Tonight, she encourages you to feel fancy-free. We'll also hear Something Truly Savage by Héctor Villa-Lobos. That is all coming right up here on KPR. Stay tuned. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s. Clear tomorrow night, lows in the upper 50s. Quite a bit warmer for Thursday. Back into the upper 80s. Highs around 80 for Friday. Upper 80s again on Saturday. Looks like we're going to be bouncing around that area for a while. It is 7:01. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Both Israel and the U.S. are saying there will be retaliation against Iran for a massive ballistic missile attack against Israeli targets. Iran launching nearly 200 missiles following recent Israeli ground offensive in Lebanon against the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. NPR's Jane Arraf is in Beirut and says Americans there are being told to leave.
The State Department says about 6,000 American citizens here in Lebanon have registered for information on how to leave the country. The embassy has told Americans to get on commercial flights, but there are almost none left.
NPR's Jane Arraf in Lebanon. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will both travel tomorrow to see the devastation wreaked by Hurricane Helene. NPR's Maura Liasson reports the president will go to the North Carolina State Emergency Operations Center in Raleigh, while Harris travels first to Augusta, Georgia.
The president will also take an aerial tour of western North Carolina, where the worst damage occurred. President Biden says he's directed all government agencies to send every available resource to the region as quickly as possible.
People are scared to death. People wonder whether they're going to make it. We still haven't heard from a whole lot of people. This is urgent. People have to know, how to get the information they need. So we'll be there until this work is done.
The president said the hurricane was of unprecedented historic proportions, with homes, towns, and roads completely washed away. He said rebuilding will cost billions, and he called on Congress to make sure states have the funding they need. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Vice presidential candidates Tim Walz and J.D. Vance face off tonight in their only scheduled debate of the current election season. The debate in New York, to be hosted by CBS News, gives Vance a Republican senator from Ohio and Walz a Democratic former congressman and two-term Minnesota governor. The opportunity to take the case for their running mates to the people, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, have already debated. Striking dock workers have halted work at 14 ports from Boston to Houston. Their union president says dock workers intend to stay on strike until the demands are met. More from NPR's Andrea Hsu.
The union's demands include what amounts to a 77% raise over 6 years, bringing the top wage from $39 an hour to $69 an hour. Daggett also said the union wants absolute airtight language that there will be no automation or semi-automation at the ports. But the last contract allowed for the use of semi-automated equipment if it was negotiated, and many ports on the East and Gulf Coasts have adopted such technology. Earlier, President Biden issued a statement calling on ocean carriers to negotiate what he called a fair wage for workers, taking into consideration the risks they took during the pandemic while company profits soared. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The Dow was up 173 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate October 1st. Sometimes nature is kind and generous. In April, for example, it produced a total solar eclipse that was seen by tens of millions. At other times, though, nature is more impish. An example of that comes up tomorrow. There's another solar eclipse, but this time, the moon will be farthest from Earth for the entire year. So the sun will encircle the moon with a wide ring of fire, an annular eclipse. And not many people will see it. Almost its entire path is over the Pacific Ocean. During an annular eclipse, the moon lines up directly in front of the sun, as it does during a total eclipse. But the moon is farther from Earth than average, so it can't completely cover the sun. Tomorrow's eclipse peaks less than an hour before the moon reaches its greatest distance from Earth for the entire year, more than 252,500 miles. almost 14,000 miles farther than the average distance. So the moon will block no more than 87% of the sun's disk. Even so, it should be a great sight for anyone along the path, as long as they have the proper eye protection. The eclipse begins south of Hawaii, then sweeps toward the southeast. It nicks the tip of South America, then ends over the South Atlantic. Hawaii will see a partial eclipse beginning at sunrise. And North America? Well, nature's not as generous this time. None of the eclipse will be visible from anywhere on the continent. We have more sky-watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
October 1st, friends, a Strauss polka, carefree for you here on KPR. Not by the Strauss you may be thinking of. Oh no, this was by Joseph Strauss. With Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic. Hey there, I'm your host, Destiny. Thank you for tuning in tonight, especially before the vice presidential debate that's coming up. I have some good music for us to get us ready for it at around 7:30. Speaking of being carefree, I think we should also be fancy-free, so we are going to listen to a ballet titled Fancy Free. It's quite nice. This is a really bad joke. In the spirit of politics being savage, we are going to listen to something called Savage Poem to Arthur Rubinstein. This is by Villa-Lobos. I hope you like it. It's with Martha Marchena on piano on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're totally ready for the vice presidential debate coming up at the end of this hour. Ha ha ha. Just kidding. Here on KPR, your dear old host Destiny loves to be a jokester. However, that was actually quite remarkable music by Martha Marchena, the pianist. It's called Savage Poem to Artur Rubinstein, and it's by Vila Lobos. I hope you liked it. It's quite a powerful ending, I must say. Something more in the American spirit. We'll close out our hour at around 7:55. But you know, it's October. Guess what that means? Halloween time, and KPR is creeping it real. Friday night at Liberty Hall at our next Cinema A-Go-Go. This one's an early Halloween treat with two classic monster movies. Frankenstein meets Wolfman and Dr. X. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets available at the door. Get the scary scoop at KansasPublicRadio.org. Something a little less scary now. In fact, something fancy free by Leonard Bernstein. It is his fancy free ballet. Indeed it is. It's about 25 minutes and, well, feel a little carefree, shall I say. It is with Leonard Bernstein himself conducting the New York Philharmonic right now on KPR. We'll be right back. Ah, that was nice. In fact, it was fancy-free here on KPR from the ballet. Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic. He also composed it. Good music. It sounds a lot like the music I heard in Vegas this weekend. Yes, that's right. I went to Vegas. I did to play a concert. It was pretty fun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I am so glad to be back home. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make a difference and impact at reader.ku.edu. And the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Info at greenladylounge.com. And now for something very presidential indeed. 2 minutes of music here to get us in the mood for this debate coming up. It is by Sousa, Flags of Freedom, right now on KPR. Flags of Freedom by Sousa here on KPR with the USAF Heritage of America Band. Something to get us into the spirit for the debate coming up, which we will be covering. I think we'll be going over to NPR here at the top of the hour for that. Thank you for being here with me this evening. I am back tomorrow with more music for you. And I know you're all dying to know why I went to Vegas and what kind of concert did I play. Well, even though yours truly is classically trained and also fiddle raised, occasionally I dabble in rock music. Yes. One of my college friends runs an orchestra that plays with a rock band. And unfortunately, one of the violinists got in a car wreck and hurt her wrists. So I flew in and played the music. And boy, it was a fun, very quick time, very quick turnaround. We had to be right back here for a concert yesterday at noon. It was quite a crazy weekend. And let me just say, I really am glad to be back here with you on the radio. I really enjoy doing this. And hey, I get some stories to tell you. Keep it right here on Kansas Public Radio. The debate is up next, and then Jazz in the Night. See you tomorrow on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding
two tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This is live special coverage of the CBS News vice presidential debate from NPR. I'm Asma Khalid, and in just a moment, the vice presidential candidates will meet on the debate stage for the first
lines. Both the U.S. and Israel are promising consequences for Iran's missile attack. Iran launched at least 180 missiles into Israel today in retaliation for Israeli attacks on the leadership of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. President Biden said today that he will confer with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are planning to get a first-hand look at Hurricane Helene damage. Biden is planning to be in Raleigh, North Carolina tomorrow. Harris will be in Augusta, Georgia. Work is at a standstill at a number of ports from Boston to Houston. Union dock workers are on strike over wages and automation. They say they will stay out until their demands are met. And former President Jimmy Carter celebrated a milestone birthday today. He's now the first former president to reach the age of 100. Carter has been in hospice care for more than a year. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Quick reminder, you can see video streaming of this event at npr.org. If you're out there surfing the web, you might as well check in with the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of features, links to NPR stories, daily news headlines, all available for you right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies in the forecast tonight and quite chilly, lows around 40 degrees. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 70s, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night, highs in the upper 80s for Thursday. On Friday, we'll get into the upper 70s. We will see that again on Sunday and Monday, highs in the lower 70s as well. But we will have a brief spike in temperatures again on Saturday, so a bit of a roller coaster. This is KPR.
To play, to be safe and courageous.